The world is full of charitable foundations named after people. There's libraries and buildings and research centers named after people. These are all legacies that loved ones leave to keep the memory of that person alive that they lost, and also to do good in the world. How important does legacy play in people dealing with their grief?
I think to explore a person's legacy is very, very important, especially in that first year after the person's death. It doesn't have to be something extravagant. It doesn't have to be a golf outing or, you know, a walk-a-thon or even a foundation that's a part of a hospital. It can be just something very simple within yourself that you say to yourself, this was his legacy or this was her legacy. My father was a minister, as you know, Eli, and when people would come to our front door and knock and say they needed a place to stay for the night, my dad would take them to a hotel and pay for the room. If they needed a meal, he would buy them food. And so some years ago, I was with my three sons, and I had this guy walk up and wanted to clean my windshield. And I said, okay, go ahead. He cleaned my windshield, had his little bucket there and his rag. And then I gave him $20. And my sons looked at me and said, Dad, you wouldn't give us $20. How come you gave this guy $20? And I said, you can thank Grandpa. I said, he was my example of you help people that seemingly have a need. That was legacy. That was all it was within my family, with a father and his sons talking about their grandfather and having that legacy live on. And my sons have referred to that moment many, many times, and it came from my dad.
C.S. Lewis lost his wife. Her absence is like the sky spread over everything. So I did see Allison's image everywhere I looked. The foundation I started for her for bipolar research, whether they ever find the pill or figure it out, I do not know. But the money is there, and it's, again, it's her spread over everything. It's comfort to me that perhaps her legacy will live on longer than I do, and do some good down the road.
That is beautifully stated. And I think it's very important when people do figure out this issue of legacy and how they want their loved one to live on, when it impacts their life, such as when you give $20 to somebody that cleans your windshield at Cobo Hall, I think it's good to say to yourself, my dad, he would be proud of me right now. I think it's okay to say, Allison would really like what we've done in her name. It's a wonderful thing.
I know that it's something that she'd be proud of, and I think that's important for people too. You're making an effort and doing something that you know that that lost loved one would approve of.